Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamah Lamed Chesem and Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Chesem and Beis, the second line from the Banum, Abaye Amar. So says the Gemara, to answer the Reisha and the Sefer, that Abaye says, that Bishamai says in the Reisha, that if Nichse Malug fall to the Shemeris Yavam, she's allowed to sell it, Mashmat in her Rishos. And then the Sefer talks about the case of Mesa, and it says, Yachleiku, that they split it, the Yarshi Avot, the Yarshi Abel, Mashmat's not Bada in her Rishos. So Abaye Amar, Reisha, the Nafluk, she is Shemeris Yavam, and Sefer, the Nafluk, Shutacht of the Baal. It's because the Reisha is talking about when it fell to her when she was a Shemeris Yavam, therefore it's totally in her Rishos. Whereas the Seif is discussing a case where it fell to her when she was married to Reuven, and being that it fell to her when she was married to Reuven, so now it's not necessarily in her Rishos, now it's considered a Safik. Uksav Rabbaye Yadai Ki Yada. The Beis Hillel says that it's not even a Safik. Beis Hillel says that it's still, even in the case of Mesa, completely in her Rishos, it's because Beis Hillel holds that even by a regular marriage, the husband's Yad in the Nechasim is only the equal to the woman's Yad. But Mela, by a Shemeris Yavam, it's going to be one darga down, and his yad is going to be garua miyada, it's going to be worse than her yad, it's going to be mostly in her rishos, which is why it goes to the Yarshiav. However, I'm really Rava says that can't be. Idu nafula kishitacht of the baal, the kuli amul pligi, the yadu adifa miyada. There's no one who holds that yada is kiyada. Everybody holds that his yad is greater than hers, and therefore in the case of Mesa, it's going to be one darga down in a chanami, because we're talking about a shemeres yavam, but then one darga down from his hand being a difa miyada is yada is kiyada, so the din should be achleiku even if he be silo. So Ella says, Rava idi vidi did nafla kashi shemeres yavam. Both the Reish and Sefer are talking about when the nechasim fell to her when she was a shemeres yavam, but Reish should go avi b'maimer, Sefer d'avi b'maimer. The Reish, she didn't do maimer, that's why it's in her rishus and she could sell it, whereas the Sefer is talking about where she did maimer, and that's why, according to Beis Shammai, now that they did Maimer, so Maimer is Kaina, and that's why it's not necessarily in her Rishus anymore. Now, why don't we say it's Vade not in her Rishus if Maimer is Kaina? Because Uksava Rava, that Maimer Leveshami Aisa Vade Arusa Usafik Nesua. The gather of what Maimer accomplishes is it makes it into a Vade Arusa and a Safik Nesua. Why do we have to say that? You have to say that it makes her into a Vade Arusa Lidchais Betzara, because we know Beishami says that once Yavam does Maimer with the Shemeris Yavam, so now even if her sister falls to Yibam, he doesn't have to do Chalitza with her, because the Yid Maimer was Kaina. So obviously there has to be that makes her into a Vadei Arusa. That's how it's able to push off the sister. Usafik Nesua. But you also have to say that it makes her together as a Safik Nesua, and that's why it's Lachlik B'Nechasim, that's why the Nechasim are now considered to be in a Makum Safik, and the Din is Yachleiku. Now, Itmar Mishmeder Rabbi Lazar Kivasi de Rava. We have a memra that Rabbi Lazar said, like Rava, Itmar Mishmeder Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Chanina Kivasi de Baye, and that Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Chanina said like a Baye. However, ask the Gemara, Miyamar Rabbi Lazar Hachid, could Rabbi Lazar have really said like Rava, that the Pshad is the difference between the Reish and the Seifa, that the Reish is there was no Maimer, Seifa, yes Maimer, Maimer is kind of but Rabbi Lazar sheet that we had earlier is that Maimer according to Beis Shammai is not Kaina. It just has the ability to push off the Tzara. So it says the Gemara Teretz number one is Epoch. Let's switch around the Shita. Or you could say like this. And Amalach Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar will tell you that when I said that Maimer is not Kaina, I didn't mean Mamish it's not Kaina. I just meant it's not Kaina to the point that now if he wants to divorce her, he could only give her a get and he doesn't have to do Chalitza. That's not true. He also has to do chalitza. But lachlik b'nechasim, do leikani mi'amri, did they ever say it's not kaina, and that they don't have to split the nechasim? That much I never said. Now, Amra Papa, that you could the masnisin kavasi de baye, va'afogav the kasha mesa, that the diak, there's a diak from our Mishnah, which is mash malaika baye, that, the safest case of the Mishnah of mesa was talking about a case where the nechasim fell to her when she was tacht of the baal, and, it's true I have a kasha from the Mishnah also in the baye, from the case of mesa, but there's a diak like a baye. The katani, what's the diak? Because it says, nechasim anechnasim v'yaitzin ima. It describes the nechse mulug as being nechasim which go in and go out with her. Now, in what way were the nechse mulug in our case nechnasin v'yaitzin ima? When were they nechnasin? My nechnasin, my yaitzin. Lav nechnasin l'rishas habal v'yaitzin l'rishas habal. L'rishas hab. They were nechnasin because they felt her when she was married to Reuven. So they were nechnasin l'rishas habal, and now they're yaitzin ima to the rishas hab. Va'af agav. So that's only l'fi abayi that it felt her when she was married. Va'af agav the kasha mesa. But l'maisa there is also a kasha from the Mishnah from the case of mesa, because at the mifligi begufa l'achar mesa l'vugu b'chayel l'peiros v'sulei midi. Is that why does the Mishnah describe case where in the Seifa where Mrs. Reuven dies, then discuss what do we do with the field? The case is the Suffolk, talk about a case where she's alive, and the Shaila is what to do with the Peiros. So that's the Ha'ara on the Baye from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that konsa reik ish de l'chol davar, that once they do yibam, so then the regular husband and wife. Amai helchasa, am Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, loymer shemigarshe begedu machzira, that if he wants to divorce her, he has to give her a get, and also that if he divorces her, now he could also remarry her. Now megarshe beged pshito, obviously if he divorces her, he has to give her a get. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that salkadat chamina hayluk sivu l'kachol l'ishav yivma am rachmana adayin yivumi arishen aleha, that since the Torah describes her as a yivama even after they do yibam, so you see that she's still considered a yivama. And therefore, bechalitza in beget lai, he has to also give her chalitza, and he can't just give her a get if he wants to get divorced. Kamash malan, that no, megarsh beget, he only has to give her a get. Umachzira, and he said that another chiddush that they're like regular husband and wife is that if they want to get remarried, they're allowed to. Says the Gemara Pshita, what's the chiddush? Santukad chamina mitzvah derami ali rachmana alei avde. He did the mitzvah that he was supposed to do. He did the mitzvah of yibam, and now that he did it, he divorced her. So hash to take him al b'israishesach. So now she should revert to being an Isser Erev, an Isser of Eishasach. Kamash Malan, no, even after he divorces her, Umachzira, he's allowed to remarry her. Now Ve'ema Achanami asked the Gemara, why don't we taka say like that, that it's taka Aser? So Amar Kra, Lukachle Le'isha, Kevich Lakha, Reik Ish, L'chol Davar. We have a drasha that no, once in Yibam, she's like a regular husband and wife. We said the only difference is that the ksuva goes to Reuven's nechasa and not to Shimon. My time, what's the reason? Because isha hiknu lai min hashamayim. It's not a wife that Shimon chose. It's a wife that the Torah, that the Shemayim put into Reuven, into Shimon's part. Now, vi les lai min harishayin. However, if Reuven doesn't have any nechasim, so then tekinu la misheni, so then it will be a ksuva then from Shimon's nechasim, because there needs to be a ksuva. The reason why there needs to be a ksuva is because we don't want them to just get into a fight, and then it will be so easy for Shimon to just divorce her. Rather, kadesh lote kala bein of laitzia, in order that it shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her, we make it that there's some sort of financial responsibility for Shimon, for the husband, to give to his wife in the event that he wants to divorce her. Now says the Mishnah Vayter, mitzvah begadol liyavim, there's a mitzvah for the oldest brother to do yibam. Lo yiratzu malchana kol achin, but if he doesn't want to, so then we go to a different brother to do yibam. Lo yiratzu, if they don't want to, so then chayzrin eitzel gadol. So then we go back to the gadol. We tell him alecha mitzvah. The mitzvah is upon you. Either do chalitz or yibam. Tala bekata nachi agdil. Let's say he says there's another brother still that you never asked. He's only 3 years old. Wait till he becomes bar mitzvah. Maybe ask him. I begadol achiyavim b'midinas sayam. I'm not the oldest brother. He says I have an older brother. He's away. He's out of the country right now. Wait till he comes back and maybe he'll want to do something. I cherish a shaita, where he says I have another brother who's not a bar das right now, but he's in school. He's going to become a bar das. Wait for him to get better. In all these cases, ain't shaymin lai. We don't listen to him. Alecha mitzvah chalitza yavim. We tell him the mitzvah's on you right now. Do the mitzvah. Either do chalitza or yiba. Now yitmar, we learned that bias katan v'chalitzas gadol. Let's say you have a choice. There's a younger brother who wants to do yibam, and the oldest brother wants to do chalitza. So which one do we prefer? The oldest brother doing chalitza or the youngest brother yibam? Pligi bar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shuvan Levi, chad amar bias katan adifa, v'chad amar chalitzas gadol adifa. Machlaikas, which one's better? Man amar bias katan adifa da mitzvah biyibam. The one who says that the better have the younger brother do yibam is because the mitzvah lechatchilas to do yibam. Man amar chalitzas gadol adifa, b'makom gadol bias katan lav klami. The one who says it's better to have the oldest brother do chalitza is because he holds that the mitzvah is really on the oldest brother, and therefore better to have him do chalitza. Whereas Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, asked the Gemara, we have a right from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lei ratza machzira kol achan. If the oldest brother doesn't want, so we go to a younger brother. My lovely ratza liyabim. It sounds like he doesn't want to do yiba, but elulachlets, he does want to do chalitza. And yet still, v'katani mehalchan etzol achan. We still go to one of the younger brothers. Even though the oldest brother wants to do chalitza, we go to the one of the younger brothers who maybe will want to do yiba. So shvamina, bias kata, nadifa. You see, obviously, a younger brother doing Ibam is better than the oldest brother doing Chalitza. To which the Gemara says that, loy no, loy ratzel lachlitz v'liyabim. We're discussing a case where the oldest brother didn't want to do yibam more chalitza, that's why we go to a younger brother. Well, ask the Gemara, well, the Mishnah then says that if the younger brothers don't want to, so then we go back to the older brother and we force him. So the kavavasa, so you have to keep it parallel, gabe achin, by the other brothers, it means that loy ratzel, loy lachlitz v'liyabim. When it says they don't want, it means that they don't want to do yibam more chalitza. Well, wait a second, if nobody wants to do anything, am I chayzer meitzel al gadol? So why do we go back to the gadol? Why aren't we forced one of the younger brothers? Bishlam, if the oldest brother wanted to do chalitza, everybody wanted to do chalitza, just not Yibum, so that's why we go back to the oldest brother, because he has the zchus. He has the zchus to do it. They all want to do chalitza, so give it to the oldest brother. But if none of them want to do anything, so someone has to get forced to do something, why dafka the older brother? To which the Gemara says, because came the mitzvah, lady di ramya, so the didei kaifinan, since really the mitzvah rests on the gadol, on the oldest brother, so that's why we dafka force him. Up to now we have a different right from the Mishnah though, that Tala Bekata Nachi Agdil, it says if he says, I have a younger brother, wait till he gets older, maybe he'll want to do Yibam, so ain't Shayim Minloy, we don't listen to him. Now wait a second, VBS Katan Adifa, if it's better to have a younger brother doing Yibam, Amai ain't Shayim Minloy, why don't we listen to him? Nintar, we should wait till he becomes Bar Mitzvah, and Dilma Gadol Miyami, maybe when he gets older, he'll want to do Yibam. Well, Tameich, ask the Gemara, says the Gemara back, Ubegadol Achiyavim Mimidina Sayam, ain't Shayim Minloy, why? Why don't we listen? Why don't we listen? Maybe we should wait till the older brother, the oldest brother comes back from overseas. Amai Nintar Dilma Asil V'chalitz, why don't we wait for him? Maybe he'll come back, and maybe he'll even want to do chalitza, but if the oldest brother is the best, so then why don't we wait? El, what do you have to say? Because kol shiyei mitzvah le'mashinon. The pshat of the Mishnah is because even if it's true, there might be a different brother who will do it better later, we'd rather take care of it right now. The Maila's reason overrides the Maila of hither, and therefore we take care of it right now, instead of waiting for either the older brother, the oldest brother, or for the younger brother who might do Yibam. We don't wait, we take care of it right now.